This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate put forth its own unique take on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, as pro-life advocates joined senators in presenting the bill sent to them by the U.S. House. Tragically, 18,000 perfectly healthy and viable children die in very late-term abortions each year in America, and this bill would stop those abortions and the pain now scientifically associated with those deaths. These late-term abortions are only allowed in countries like the U.S., Canada, Vietnam, China, and North Korea. Illinois abortionist Ulrich Klopfer has surrendered his Indiana medical license. One critic of the doctor's practice said Klopfer has been putting abortion revenue over the health and safety of his patients. Things ranging from conditions and practices in his clinics to Klopfer's alleged failure to follow state laws which specifically seek to protect young girls from risk of sexual abuse are at the root of his legal problems. This is Life News Radio.
The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
James Harrison has donated blood each week for well over 60 years, and as he will soon no longer be able to donate, blood banks are busily looking for someone to replace him. He possesses a unique set of antibodies which have saved millions by making Rh factor's rhesus disease a thing of the past. It's a great reason to donate blood. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.